Smith in a gun with Gore on his left hip. Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking. Got it. The post, and it's
got him.
Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. Vernon Davis with the play of his life.
Feel good about for Alex, man. You know, he's come a long way. He's had a lot of criticism thrown at him. He still managed to keep his cool and stay in it. I mean, he's just a warrior. When I look at Alex Smith, I look at him as a warrior.
Now, it's Murph and Mac, Brian Murphy and Paul McCaffrey on KNBR 680 and streaming live at KNBR.com.
Well, this is a real Friday morning treat. Not only do we get to talk to Vernon Davis about his Vernon and Vontae Davis Family Foundation fundraiser, which is very interesting. We were reading all the details about it.
Sounds like a great night.
It's going down next Saturday in Pacific Heights. We'll get into that. But it's our first chance to have him on the show since the Vernon Post. Oh, by the way, he's immortal. Vernon Davis, welcome to the Murph and Mac Show. Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey on the 49ers flagship KNBR. How you doing this morning, Vernon?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Do you hear that that radio call? You still get a little thrill?
Yeah, I get stoked when I hear that.
Hey, how's the offseason been for you? It has been crazy around here, and we'll ask you some questions about the building. But have you just been, what have you been doing? Have you been working out? Have you been, staying away from the game? What have you been doing?
Yeah, I've been working out, man. That's one thing I make sure that I do. I make sure that I work out and, keep my skill set together so that I won't lose anything. But you definitely have to stay on top of your workouts, that's for sure.
All right. Now, your opinion of what went down this past week in Santa Clara. So when you heard that Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke flew out, or Greg Roman flew out to see Peyton Manning, what was your reaction? Were you thrilled? Were you confused? What was your reaction?
I was kind of confused because I was under the impression that we were going with Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I know it's a business. It's a business, so you got to be able to expect anything. Anything's possible. Anything can happen. But for me, man, I'm a big supporter of Alex Smith, and I figured that was our guy. But me being a leader and on the team, and a guy that's been around for a while, anyone that comes in, I'm gonna have to respect the situation and be a supporter. Right.
Okay, so you had your reaction. Then it plays out that Peyton doesn't come, and then you hear that Alex is going to Miami. Now, when you heard that, what was your reaction? Were you again confused, or did you reach out to him when you heard that Alex was going to Miami?
I tried to call Alex, try to get on the phone with him, but I'm not sure if he changed his number or not. I couldn't reach him.
He's not taking Vernon's call? What's up with that?
Let's go reach a voicemail.
I couldn't reach him. It's all right. I'm going to have some words for him when I see him.
Yeah, you can straighten him out, yeah.
Can you see Alex holding that phone up? It says Vernon. He just hits ignore on that thing. Yeah, right there. So that's no good. He's got to take the Vernon call, all right? He caught the pass against the Saints. So anyway,
take my call.
Were you a little worried that he was going to go down there?
I was. I was just trying to figure it out. I was just trying to figure it all out. I was like, what are we going to do?
Right.
We don't get paid. Alex is going somewhere else. We don't get Alex, then we'll be in a hole. And that's the only thing I was thinking about. I was just worried. That we wouldn't have anyone.
Right, exactly. We all were, too. Everybody was thinking about that. And then it plays out that he signs, and you obviously maybe were you relieved? And then I guess the corollary question would be, Vernon, did you think that by the time Alex signed with the 49ers, is his relationship with Jim Harbaugh now changed? Like all that great trust they had and pounding the pads and caddying at Pebble Beach, do you fear that that dynamic has been changed by this crazy offseason?
Not sure. I'm not sure what Alex Smith is thinking. I don't know what's on his mind, but I know one thing for sure is that, Alex is one of those guys that, he can let it go. He can let it go. He's good when fighting through adversity. He can just make a quick turnaround. And that's one thing I love about the kid is that he can do that. I mean, his, He's very strong mentally, physically. And, he's good with that. I mean, he's been through a lot. He's been on a roller coaster. He's been up. He's been down. He still managed to fight. He'll fight through it, and you know that's what makes him a warrior.
Yeah, well said, Vernon. It's why you've always stood by him, and I guess that's what we anticipate. We anticipate Alex will be that kind of bounce-back guy. We're talking to Vernon Davis. He's got a very cool event going on next Saturday in San Francisco to raise money for the arts, and we're going to get into the how you can get there and all the cool things. But just a couple more questions about the football team. There's so many things that have happened, Vernon,
there's a litany
including
of stuff.
Randy Moss has come aboard. Your reaction to that signing? Do you know Randy at all? Have you been in contact with him? And what was your reaction?
I've met Randy. I've met him a few times. He's a great guy. Great guy. I mean, he's a great player, and I think he still has it. He still has it. The tools and you know the skills to be a big impact on the team. And I'm just fortunate. I just feel fortunate to have him. It's a blessing. I think he'll definitely contribute to what we're trying to do. So I'm all about it.
Fans worry that he's been perceived as a disruptive force wherever he goes. Would you know something different other than that?
No, I mean, I've been a big fan of Randy since I was a kid. You know, I used to wear his shoes.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, man. There you go.
I remember running up and down the field. Moss! Yeah. Oh, you just got Moss. Yeah, that's what me.
There you go.
That's what me and the guys used to say.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
And one day I used to tell myself, I was like, they're going to be saying that about me.
Sure enough.
You got Davis.
You just got Vernon.
Sure enough, man. Sure enough. Look at you against the Saints. There you go, man. And that's enough. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, okay, I was going to ask you about the Saints, too. You guys beat them in one of the greatest playoff games we've ever seen, and you, of course, had one of the greatest playoff performances we've ever seen. And then you find out that these guys were running a bounty program. Did that tick you off to no end, or did you shrug it off?
I shrugged it off. I wasn't worried about it. I mean, in the game, this game of football, you have to be prepared for anything. And to me, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's football.
It doesn't tick you off that maybe they were coming after you for money?
If you think about it, but I don't really think about it. I mean, it's over. I mean, we won the game. We beat them. You know, if we would have lost, then I'd be sitting back thinking about it and. You know, things like that. But we won, and we beat those guys. So
I guess that's the ultimate right there. How many times have you queued up that play or at game or any of that the final drive since it's happened on your DVR or anything?
I've watched it on my – I have a DVD, and sometimes I go back and I watch the game. And I watch some of the plays that I made. And, it gets me pumped up, gets me ready for next season.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It was an amazing game. Candlestick still
rattling.
It was
an instant classic. I think they had it on the NFL Network. Like the very next night, they replayed the entire game, and it was such an instant classic.
Oh, nice.
Sadly, the next week, it didn't work out so much. And how much does that fuel you, how close you were? And do you think about things like, are you upset at yourself for getting the 15-yard penalties, or what? Is that something you think about, or do you think about other things?
No, I'm not upset. I mean, that's the game of football, your emotions. Sometimes you just got to learn how to control them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the time I was so excited, man. You just got to take it. I mean, I accept it. Simple fact that, I let my emotions get away from me a little bit. That happens sometimes. It's all right. You move on. Mm-hmm, but, mm-hmm. You play this game as a team. And together we made a lot of mistakes. We did things that we shouldn't have. And I think it caused us the game. I mean, we, we left a lot on the table, you know, together. And collectively, I think if we had a chance to go back and play that game again, I think we would have won.
You may very well have that chance to go back and play that game again.
Yeah, it easily could happen.
I think
man.
A lot of people are thinking that the 49ers are in the right place to do something like that again. And speaking of the right place, let's talk about next Saturday, March 31st. So that's a week from tomorrow. The Hamlin Mansion. Now, I went to a Christmas party there once. That is an unbelievable spot up there in Pacific Heights. And it's on Broadway in Pacific Heights. And you and your brother, it's Vernon and Vontae Davis, hosting the fundraiser, the Vernon Davis Visual Arts Scholarship fundraiser. Vernon, this is legit, man. This is you guys are going to have an exclusive VIP reception. People can buy tickets, right? Or people can buy general admission tickets. There's going to be – well, you tell us what's going on and what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, man. It's the Vernon and Vontae Davis Family Foundation. It's geared towards the arts. And we're trying to raise money. We're trying to raise a lot of money so we can help these kids. You know, my dream was to always give back and help others, help people that are less fortunate, and helping kids that deserve to have my help. And that's what it's all about. It's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Hamlin Mansion. And it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a great night. Great night of fun and giving back, helping.
And people can go, right? This is not exclusive. Like a general person.
So it's open to the public,
you
right?
You can buy
yeah.
a ticket, right? Is it davisfamilyfoundation.org?
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes,
davisfamilyfoundation.org. And there's a VIP reception I'm reading from 6 to 7, and that you and Vontae will kind of meet with people in the VIP hour?
Yes, yes, we'll be there. Some of my teammates will be there. And, you know, we're auctioning off great prizes. I mean, we have some great stuff in there. I mean, I think people are going to be really excited. It's going to be a night to remember.
Yeah, again, it says here that Chris Culliver and your ex-teammate Josh Morgan, sadly, with the Redskins now, Navarro Bowman, Paris Harrelson, are they going to do a fashion show? Is that
there
right?
There you go, up on the catwalk.
Yeah, we got a fashion show. We got some clothes, some nice clothing for the guys to wear. It's going to be nice.
What about you, man? Are you going to jump up there in like a pinstripe suit and give it a run down the catwalk?
I might have to. I might have to grab my overalls and my rain jacket and get up there.
There you go.
Hey, you know, the other thing that's really cool, Vernon, in the last couple months is it seems like I would say there's about 0.00001% of the Americans have access to the White House, but it seems like you are now down with the President of the United States and the First Lady. Is this a relationship that's blossomed, you and President Obama and the First Lady?
You know what? Might be something, the beginning of something special. it was a great deal being able to meet President Obama as well as the First Lady. Something I always wanted to do, something that I cherish for the rest of my life. It's not every day that someone gets a chance to shake the hands of the president and his wife. So, I mean, it was a great experience for me, and I definitely cherish the moment.
I saw that incredible statement. When you grew up in the area, the Washington, D.C. area, how many miles were you from the White House growing up? Like, pretty close?
Pretty close. I grew up in Northwest. The White House is in Northwest, Washington, D.C. And, you know, Washington, D.C. is very small, so, I mean, it wasn't that far away at all.
And yet, in kind of metaphorically speaking or symbolically speaking, the neighborhood you grew up in was quite far away, right?
Say that part.
Well, I mean, like, I read something that you said that the neighborhood I grew up in was, you know, considering we were close to the White House, but we were worlds away from the White House, right?
Right. Right. Worlds away from the White House. We were close, but, you know, never really been to the White House before. I'd never been. Always wanted to go. Always wanted to meet the president. You know, and got the opportunity.
Incredible. All right, now people can have the opportunity to be with Vernon and his brother Vontae next Saturday. So again, a week from Saturday, March 31st, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Hamlin Mansion, beautiful spot on Broadway and Pacific Heights. And this is all for the arts. The money goes to the arts. It gives back to the community.
I love it, man. Great cause.
And you can get tickets at davisfamilyfoundation.org. We'll repeat that later in the show, too, Vernon. So, hey, we appreciate you coming on. Obviously, you're a huge fan favorite, and your star has only risen since that playoff performance. So we'll look forward to the coming year, 2012, Vernon Davis.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Vernon Davis coming on the Murph and Mac Show, and will be in town next Saturday.